I can pass along that we have hired a campaign manager. We have amassed a team of people who are experts in their aspect of campaigning. And everywhere we go across the state of Montana, we are blown away by the encouraging grassroots support that this campaign has generated. Folks are fired up and ready to go to get a 34-year-old woman teacher in the U.S. Senate.
How is that translating in terms of fundraising?
You know, I was told early on that if our campaign could raise $100,000 by the last day of the month, someone somewhere might take us seriously, and we are at the 200,000 mark.
Debates. There's some shaky information, maybe a debate in early October, maybe not. Other than that, no debate so far. What do you think about the situation, and is anything settled out here?
Well, I've got an anywhere, anytime philosophy about debates. I can't wait to get Congressman Daines in front of Montanans talking about the issues that are important to all of us and asking him to defend the terribly wrong votes that he's taken against us and our families.
Chief among them would be what?
Voting to raise the taxes on the middle class. Specifically important today would be voting to slash Pell Grants, voting to raise student loan interest. I could go on and on.
CNN Politics had an article this week. It was entitled, Montana's, quote, refreshing, close quote, candidate needs more time. Did you happen to see that?
I didn't see it.
It's noted a little shaky yet on major issues like Iraq and immigration. What would you say to that?
I would say that you guys have to understand that I'm a high school math teacher and I've been on the campaign trail for 11 days. And when I said that I was going to travel across Montana talking about issues that are important to us and listening to what Montanans were asking for from a senator, I have done exactly that and will continue to do so. And in the end, when I make my decisions, every decision I make will be based on what's right for Montana.
It also noted conservative criticism of your family's association with the Industrial Workers of the World movement, which has an aim to take possession of the means of production, abolish the wage system, and live in harmony with the earth. Tell us about this organization.
Well, there is a clear distinction between millionaire Congressman Steve Daines and working class teacher Amanda Curtis. I stand for working Montanans. I will be the voice of working Montanans everywhere I go, every day of my life, and I'll continue that in the United States Senate.
But I think the critics would say that sounds like contemporary communism.
I stand for working Montanans. I will do what's right for all Montanans on this campaign and in the U.S. Senate.
Is it bad to be a millionaire?
It is not bad to be a millionaire. Congressman Daines is out of touch with what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck, and Montana has a chance to stop sending more of the same to D.C. and put a couple of folks in there who really understand what it's like to scrape to put food on the table.